Hello, everyone. This is Hear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about AMC's Fear the Walking Dead. I'm Stephen Bueno.
Christian Cabrera.
Josh Ogerhalva.
Quinton Montgomery.
And if this is your first episode, well, it's kind of a shame because it's a season finale. But just in case it is, what we do is we review the current week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead. This week happened to be the season finale, The Good Men. If you missed any of the previous episodes that we've reviewed, you can head on over to Filmbook. That's film-book.com. Or you can send us an email at podcast@film-book.com with the subject Hear the Walking Dead. And let us know what you think. So for the first thing we want to talk about, I'm just going to put it out there. A lot of the stuff we've been saying in the other reviews has come true in this one. From certain characters that we predicted would die to finally one of the biggest things I want to get to eventually is Travis's trigger. Now, let's go all the way back to the very end of last week's episode when you saw Daniel in the stadium. Now, do you think Daniel could have used a more effective method of maybe breaking into the medical station?
No, Daniel military base? Is definitely balls to the wall and... Mm.
All or nothing kind of
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, I don't think he cared. He just wanted something that would completely distract. I'm pretty sure his intention was to kill the military because they're, like, you know,
they took his
leaving
wife.
Everybody else. Well, he didn't know they took his wife. Like, oh,
yeah, he did. Because he was.
No, no, I'm thinking, like, he took her life. Yeah. But Daniel, to me, is an asshole.
He's in a very intense character in that, well, especially during the episode, Ophelia sort of talks to him and she tells him, like, did mom know that in your story of the village and the dead bodies, you were the one that, like, killed all those people? And that's the funny part. I never really thought that Daniel would have shared that story with his family but omit the part of killing, like, yeah. Everyone. Obviously, he would. He wouldn't tell them about it. But I didn't think he would tell the story in general.
I was kind of saw that actually coming because you would want to share that with your family about your past, the reason why they left the area to begin with. As you can see why he's there and he has his actual survival instincts kicked in from the years that he's done that.
Well, maybe he didn't want to look like a
monster.
Yeah, like a monster in front of his family. Like, it's just... true.
Because the torture wasn't enough.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of looking like a monster in front of your family, I feel like they all sort of share the blame in the community dying because as the military is back and leaving and Travis comes back home and lets them know what happens and they're leaving the neighborhood, you can tell they're hiding the fact that everything's going south from the rest of the neighbors. Like the dude that's walking his dog that just kind of walks by and Madison looks at him like, oh, man.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. I don't necessarily think she hopes he doesn't know. It's just she hopes that. I don't really know what she's hoping at that point. Yeah.
Or maybe she felt a little guilt because she does know.
And she's essentially causing their death to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was actually Daniel.
Daniel, pretty like much. I said, balls to the wall. He definitely... okay, how do you think he got all them zombies to follow him like that? Because he literally walked up to the gate.
Well, that's at least what we see.
Well, they
see.
Walk pretty slow.
Yeah.
That's at least what you we see.
So did he.
Well, you also got to realize,
tell me if in The Walking Dead someone saw, like, a horde of zombies and they're just walking at normal pace, those zombies wouldn't start, like, going a little faster.
That's one of the things that I did notice, that in Fear of the Walking Dead, the zombie seems to always be at the George A. Romero pace of just, like, just sauntering, really. But in The Walking Dead, they kind of speed up when they're in groups. I think early on in The Walking Dead, they do mention that where it's like, oh my God, don't get them in a frenzy and don't get them all together because they will attack you in one big horde. In this one, it never really seemed like they ever like got stirred up into a frenzy.
Well, you got to think about it this way. It was locked. All you had to do was just hit the lock and then just go. Because that eventually they would have pushed it open. So that gave him a clearance to...
That gave him time.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they didn't show any of that, so...
And plus, there's three doors, and he only had to open just one, and that's it.
And he did walk like a boss to the compound.
That
entrance.
It was a really intense scene, too.
You should save your bullets.
You should save your ammunition.
And then...
That sounded more like Godfather's.
You should save all of your ammunition.
For my daughter's wedding.
So, further...
Leave the guns, but take the cannoli.
So, yeah, further going on there, they reach the compound, and, of course, they're trying to find Liza and Nick throughout the whole entire time. And you start... No, Ophelia is the daughter. Mm-hmm. The daughter is with them the whole time.
Well,
Griselda. They're looking for Griselda, Liza, and Nick.
Yeah. So anyways, you get to see the compound, like how it's actually reacting to the entire attack and everything else. And you start seeing the doctors panicking. It's like, well, we pretty much have an escape plan. And then they call for that escape plan. And as soon as the escape plan pretty much notices that there is no actual way to avoid what's going on, they pretty much left. So now that in the doctor's head, it was already saying, you should run.
Wait, that doctor stayed there, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She did?
I honestly do believe that she just stayed there. Or she might have just killed herself because she couldn't deal with...
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but after she put the cobalt shots in everyone's head, she picked up the gun again.
Yeah.
So
that's why she's like, she said you should have left, and then, you know, they kind of left.
She should have left.
Well, here's the thing. I think that character genuinely wanted to help. And I think this whole, the sort of theme behind the whole episode is guilt. Like, from Madison's guilt as she feels that she's just abandoning the community, to the doctor's guilt from she genuinely wanted to help. And when she was talking to Liza, she believed what she was telling Liza. But unfortunately, we weren't able to like really, she wasn't able to really do what she had promised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like at the end, she felt guilty for having not only having to kill all her patients, but also for having lied to Liza and maybe even lied to other people too.
And did she think, she probably thinks she failed herself? She failed those people, but she failed everyone like that could potentially be infected, because she probably thought she had some sort of solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be honest with you, and one of the interesting things with the military when they decided to just back out was, it was interesting to see just how they had a plan instilled, and they were like, well, we have procedures and we're going to do things a certain way, and all of a sudden they just got overwhelmed, and no matter what they did, they were all going to die.
A whole stadium full of zombies.
I know, right? They were watching the Lakers play, and then they all died.
And then as you notice, as they're being pressed on, that's when Nick and Strand, they make their escape, and they start going through the whole entire compound. Now, the thing is, one of the guards there, he's been bribing. We saw it in the last episode. He's been bribing him the whole time. And we get the idea now that the fact the reason why he was bribing him is because he was going to be his way out.
And he wasn't.
In that scene, right when the zombies are chasing Nick and Strand down the hall, I honestly did feel that Nick was going to die.
I was waiting for it.
See, that was the thing, too. I think probably two of you guys, maybe all three of you guys probably predicted that. I think the only one that didn't predict that he was going to die this season. I predicted another person to die, and I'm not going to spoil it right now because we're going to continue talking, but Jesus Christ. That actually put us all on the edge. I was like, oh, my God.
And that's exactly why, like, while I actually didn't really think he was going to die, but I had a feeling. Now, I really hoped he didn't, because I like Nick as a character, and the unique problems he brings by being a junkie can be pretty interesting. And then, like, sort of, because it's gonna come back to it. He's gonna go through it again.
It's like,
she took all those drugs.
Yeah, it's gonna be more like comical.
Oh, no, it might be a situation where he does that same thing where they think he's okay, but he's been stealing the drugs. Because the drugs probably weren't for him, it was just in case anything happens. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah, they need all those antibiotics.
Yeah, they Pepto-Bismol. That's where you start seeing that they raided the entire thing. It's like, well, we might as well take something while we're here.
While in Rome. When in Rome.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think that Nick and Strand were going to die, just because Strand has been so much of a mysterious character. There's going to be a lot more to him.
Yeah.
I just don't think they'd kill him off right there and then. We're just there to like think, like, oh, what does he do? And they'd give him a spinoff.
The Strand Show. Actually, no, I think they're talking about doing a spinoff of Fear the Walking Dead. I saw an article about that. I didn't read it.
Well, that'd be interesting in that Fear the Walking Dead kind of lends itself, and especially with something in this world, lends itself to the story branching out from any sort of direction. So you see what Strand's doing. You see what the family's doing. What Travis is trying to get his family to do. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is definitely Travis. Mm-hmm. And how, for the last couple of episodes, we've been talking about Travis's trigger and what would happen, what would get him to finally break. And in my mind, because I keep thinking the whole episode is guilt. I feel that at the very end, he felt guilty because what ends up happening is he lets the soldier go. And the one that Daniel's been torturing in the basement, he lets him go. And the soldier tells him how to maneuver through the compound. So right when they're maneuvered through and right when they save Nick, they finally reach a point where they run into the recruit again, or the
Andrew.
Officer Andrew, there you
Andrew.
Go. They run into him again, and one of the biggest things in that episode was when finally Ophelia gets shot, and I honestly thought she had died at that moment. I thought he killed her.
The way she turned looked like she got shot in the arm, so I knew she wasn't dead, and she also screamed.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was an a-hole move considering that was the dude's like girlfriend essentially, and I mean that did trigger Travis to do what he had to do, and I mean he killed him basically.
Yeah,
I think it was more protection because these people are now his family.
Cool.
Like they've been together. I mean, it's only been like what 2 weeks? Let's say 2 weeks, and they bonded to a certain point where they are like family. They're the only people there that will be there if anything were to happen. Mm-hmm. So he shots one of his, and he has to take him out.
Yes,
I took it from the standpoint of he let him go.
Yes,
and if Daniel she died, yes, yeah, her exactly. blood is on Travis's hands. Mm-hmm. That's where I saw, and that was Travis just lashing out because he felt responsible for what had just transpired.
Yeah, because I mean, Daniel says it himself earlier before they leave the neighborhood. He's like, just watch what happens. Watch what happens when you let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, got shot in the arm.
Yeah, exactly.
And that showed from like, and it showed how vicious Andrew was really, because instead of shooting Daniel, he wanted him. To really hurt him. He yeah. wanted to cause him pain. So what way could he have possibly done that worse than actually shooting him? Like shoot Ophelia, have him witness the death of his daughter, which yeah. I thought was really fucking, like, really brutal.
But he missed.
Yeah. He missed, and then he got beat by somebody that's not in the military. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his training just wasn't that good.
In his defense, he was missing most of his arm.
And, well, that's true. And he also got captured by a guy who wasn't in the military. So, look at that. Andrew was not. He was not a top soldier.
No, he was not. So, all right, so further on from there, they all meet up. They all go straight. They're trying to figure out their plan of where to go. And, of course, they say, well, we want to go east to go to the desert. And Strand said, no, let's go west, like my place, because it's actually near the water.
Well, yeah, because like, how often do you ever see zombies swim? I mean,
exactly.
It's like, get to the water just in case you have a... I'm pretty sure he has a boat somewhere. Like, that'll be the go-to, and just go in the water. Well,
he kept mentioning the name Abigail a lot.
Abigail, yeah.
Throughout the whole entire Abigail episode.
Could be a boat name.
Well, exactly. They show the yacht.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They went... him and Nick had that moment where they go look... Where they go look through a telescope, and it's like, you've been mentioning Abigail. What's Abigail? I told him, look through there. And ends up being a yacht that he has. That's Abigail.
And Jedi.
Should pay a little bit more attention. I'm sorry.
But now they do show that boat, and you can see that he has a clear, he has an idea of where they can go for some safety. But as far as a long term plan, I don't think any of them really think of like, hey, where can we go that's not full of zombies or infested? Or to an extent, they might think like, okay. Maybe somewhere off in the water, there's an island where this disease hasn't reached the people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if any one of them is thinking like, hey, maybe we're going to bring this disease with us. Because Liza does share the information of like, towards the end, she tells Travis that no matter what they do, it's these bites cause an infection.
Yeah.
But it's you dying and after you die that causes you to turn.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, you don't turn because of the bite. You die because of the bite.
Mm-hmm. And then this is where we find out.
And this is exactly where we find out that Liza has been bitten, which is something that I think a couple episodes back I'd also called. I was like, one of his family,
Travis's family.
OG family is going to die, and he's only going to be left with family 2.0.
I called it in the first episode, actually.
You were like, his wife.
It's like, it's going to be either one of them two that's going to die from his original family.
I didn't think Chris was, only because I felt like they were going to develop the story between Chris and Alicia a little bit more.
Well, because I saw a lot of Travis inside of Chris, because he seems that, like, well, there should be maybe some good right now. But then after he saw what the soldiers did to him, like, he got a black eye. He's like, well, might as well.
He saw Chris, the evil Chris in men, essentially.
Trusting, yeah. He stopped trusting basically authorities.
Yep.
With protests, and then with the military doing their thing. And it was kind of gnarly that Travis had to do what he had to do, considering that Liza had made, not Liza, Liza and Madison had made the agreement that if something would happen, like she'd take a family or take her out, and she couldn't do it, and she was like, it'll be too much weight, I guess, on her. But then I think it's funny that Liza was telling her, well, you didn't like me anyway, so blah blah blah.
One of the things like, with Madison is Madison hesitated, but yet again you see another instance where Madison's like, okay, I'm going to do what has to be done. She hesitates a little bit, but for the most part, she's very willing to do it. I honestly did not think that Travis was going to do it himself.
Yeah.
That got me.
Well, obviously, he wouldn't have done it if he didn't show up and saw the gun in the
hand. Well, no, yeah, but even seeing it.
Yeah.
Being on nosy.
Yeah.
Even seeing it, I would have never assumed that Travis himself would have been like, no, this is what happened. Considering
he's been the biggest pansy of the whole series. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
He believed in people. And he, well, I mean, even to that point, he believed she would come back. Or not come back, but be okay because they had medicine. And but she had to tell him. Much, yeah.
And,
I saw
and even after that shot, you see him. He's walking to the beach slowly, just by himself. And
then he's broken.
And then he just and he drops. And you see him just drop to his knees and just puts his head down straight into the sand. He's like, you know, he just broke whatever innocence he had left of himself.
You think he felt guilty? Not necessarily that he might have caused that, but guilty in a sense that he couldn't protect everyone. Because that's one of the biggest things that's been Travis's like motivation throughout the whole series, that he really wants to protect everyone. Yes. He believes in people, and he also believes he can help everyone. But this sort of proves like, well, you can't, and you can't even help the ones closest to you. So I'm interested in seeing where they're going to take the Travis character, because he can only go down from the idealistic Travis that we've been seeing all season.
He's just going to break down slowly.
Like, can we make bold predictions? Because I think he might just kill himself.
You think he might? He has Chris to protect.
Somewhere down the line. Not season 2, maybe season 3, I don't know.
If they make it that far.
But I think he's going to kill himself.
I see more that he is going to take the initiative of taking down more of his own kind, so he can take the guilt from everyone else if they do it. Because now that he has a breaking, now he that he has a breaking point, now he knows how it feels. So now he doesn't want anyone else to feel that pain.
He's got the bloodlust now.
Pretty much,
he feels it in his veins. Travis, like, you know what? I've gotten a taste for what it feels like to kill a man.
He's ate the steak.
Don't feel too bad.
One thing I thought was cool is that you got to actually see the interaction between them and the zombies. And you got to see that they now know and understand that it's the head. You have to take the head. And without that, they're still going to keep going. Because when they're getting attacked in the kitchen, they had all the bludgeoned objects, and they were just knocking them all out. You had Strand, right?
Yeah, Strand.
Strand shooting them. Actually missing a lot when he was in the hallway, but then shooting
people straight
in the head, and then he was knocking them out. So you got to see actual zombie interaction with the main characters and with the army in this episode. Before, it was just kind of like small. I think they saved it all for this episode.
Yeah, definitely, man.
The whole budget.
Just great.
One of the things that people have been complaining the most about this show is the lack of zombies, man. And I feel like this episode made up for that, like, completely, in that you had the biggest swarms, and you had the main issue in the story wasn't some sort of evil in the shadow or someone's motivation. It was literally what it should be in a zombie in a zombie TV show. Yeah. It should be the zombies. And the greatest thing about zombies is that they overwhelm. Yeah. It's like you might be able to be one, you might be able to be 30, but then there's like another 400 right behind those 30.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the compound get overrun. I when I watch zombie shows, that is what I'm waiting for. And that is what I loved about this what I felt like this show could be. And finally, you get to see it in this last episode. And I'm not saying that the other episodes were disappointing. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's so great to finally see like all these zombies come.
I think what this show does versus The Walking Dead is that it actually plays with your emotions. The Walking Dead, they try. I mean, they really only have a couple things where you're like, wow, I can't believe that happened. But that was so far into the series. This did it in the first season where you're like, whoa, like, this person died, and you can tell that the person, you know, who killed her, like, with Travis kills her, you can tell he's hurt. Like, you could see the consequences of everything that happens versus, like, spoiler. But when Beth dies, it's, like, out of nowhere, and it tugs on your heartstrings a little bit only because they're searching for her for so long. Mm-hmm. But that was already 5 seasons in or 4 seasons in. Hashtag fappening.
Hashtag spoiler.
But no, that's
seen it.
And that's the thing, like, The Walking Dead has a habit of like it'll show you the character that's gonna die by building up the character for like an episode or two. And then after that it'll kill the character off. In this one you're kind of alongside the character for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then it'll kill them as you're sort of still attached to the character.
Yeah.
So I've been loving the show, and I will continue to like sing its praises because I think it's so much different than The Walking Dead. What about you guys? out of 5 stars, what would you rate it? What would you rate the season finale?
Well, you've seen how I've rated the entire series. From the first episode, I gave it like a 2 stars because it was a god-awful beginning. It was a god-awful beginning. But since then, I've been giving it a higher and higher score every time. This one takes a 4.5 out of 5 stars for me because it showed you exactly what you wanted in a season finale, and the fact that it's actually really good, actually, from a viewer standpoint.
Josh. Give it a 5. Zombies, military, death. Travis finally broke.
Travis found his cojones.
Or lost them.
He lost his marbles. Found his cojones, though.
Yeah, definitely lost his marbles. 4.5. It was good enough for me to be interested the whole way through. And actually seeing the horde of zombies, something that I've been waiting for a long time, actually happened. Highly entertained me. And then to see what happens towards the end was entertaining to me, too.
I would give it a 5. Would have given it a 4.5, but the thing that pushed it over the edge for me was that scene where the officer got bitten in the neck, and then he runs to the chopper. Yeah, I forgot about that. And he runs to the chopper, and they're like, "No, you're infected. You can't come in here." And so instead of, like, I thought he was going to run towards the compound and disappear, but he runs towards the propellers, and pretty much his head just bursts as it hits. And it had us all thinking, like, whoa, what happened there, man?
It's funny, too, how we missed that one small point, too, which was great.
Yeah, dude, that's what pushed the episode over the edge, man. It was that small little instance was what the whole series had been like for me. It was basically building up expectations and then doing things that you didn't expect at all. So I've loved the series so far, and I can't wait for the next one, and I can't wait to be back and start reviewing the next one because I'm really interested in seeing, like we said, where Travis goes, what's going to happen with Madison, the new dynamic after Liza's gone. So, yeah, if you guys enjoyed our reviews, let us know in the comment section. And also, let us know what you guys liked the most about the season finale because we all have small bits here and there that we enjoyed, but we really want to hear you guys. So, I hope you guys enjoyed what we've done so far with the season. And like we said, if you want to let us know something, just send us an email at podcast@filmbook.com. That's film-book.com. And the rest of our reviews are there too. So even if you get to the series way later on and just want to rewatch it, just come rewatch it with us. And here you can listen to all the stuff we've predicted along the way and see where we were right and where we were wrong. Mm-hmm. So
make a drinking game out of it if you want.
I know, right? Yeah. For every mistake we make, which we've made plenty. So it's guaranteed to get you sauce.
Yeah, give us a score on how many we got right.
No, I'd love to see a tally.
Mm-hmm. I hope we're in the positive.
Rate and review.
Have a good one, guys.
Good night.